Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Jessica Gilbert Overland, and I will be the MC for today's press conference on the Good Food New York Bill. I'm one of the co-founders of the Good Food Buffalo Coalition, a coalition of over 30 organizations and numerous individual supporters, all dedicated to ensuring that our public institutions are able to serve food that fosters an equity-centered food system in which all of our community members have access to healthy, affordable, and culturally affirming foods. The Good Food Buffalo Coalition is a proud member of the New York State Good Food Purchasing Program Coalition, which is comprised of over 70 dedicated, dynamic partners, including local farmers, food policy experts, environmental sustainability leaders, racial justice advocates, union leaders, animal welfare champions, community organizers, and skilled lawyers, all of whom share the same vision, that our public dollars should represent our public values. We are extremely grateful for the hard work and the dedication of the New York State Good Food Purchasing Program Coalition to pass the Good Food New York Bill. I would also like to acknowledge and extend gratitude to our phenomenal prime sponsors of the Good Food New York Bill, Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes and Senator Michelle Hinchey. They have both championed this bill to get it passed in the Assembly and the Senate, and have both sent a resounding message to our New York State elected officials that the time to transform our food system is now. Majority Leader Peoples-Stokes, we are especially grateful for your dedication to centering the needs and priorities of Buffalo's communities in everything you do, and I look forward to handing the mic to you in just a moment. Finally, I'd like to extend gratitude to Allison Dahoney and Buffalo Go Green for hosting us today in this beautiful space. And I'd also like to acknowledge Cooper Rowan, who could not be here today, but who spent a lot of time coordinating today's events. Currently, municipalities across New York State are mandated by law to buy food from the lowest bidder. But what does this do? This incentivizes a race to the bottom and comes at a cost to our communities, our earth, and our animals, both in the short and the long term. The Good Food New York Bill creates a more transparent food system and a path for public institutions like our schools, hospitals, jails, and senior centers to direct the hundreds of millions of dollars they spend annually on food that supports our local farmers, farm workers, and food economies, prioritizes the health of our communities and environment, and supports food workers, prioritizes racial equity, and ensures animals are treated humanely. Significant progress to advance these values has been made in Buffalo, where Buffalo Public Schools alone spends over $13 million on food each year. Progress has also been made in New York City and most recently Kingston, and we have so much more to go. However, these efforts are hampered by our current state procurement law. Municipalities across New York are waiting on our state government to remove the mandates to buy from the lowest responsible bidder and to give them the option to decide what food purchasing practices look like at their institutions. We are thrilled that the Good Food New York bill passed both in the New York Senate and the Assembly during the 2024 legislative session, and now we are calling on Governor Hochul to sign this bill into law. The Good Food New York bill is incredibly complementary to efforts taking place across the state, like Nourish New York, Farm to Institution, the Climate Act, and Governor Hochul's Executive Order 32, which establishes state agency food purchasing goals for New York State agricultural products. The time to sign the Good Food New York bill is now. Thank you for joining us this morning, and now I'd like to introduce Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes and our prime sponsor of the Good Food New York bill.
Thank you very much, Jessica, and good morning to all that's here. I certainly want to start by giving God all the glory, because the last time I was here, I did that same thing. We were doing a groundbreaking, and there was mud, and it was cold, and now it looks so much better, and it looks great, and I'm so excited about the project, the process, and the progress that Buffalo Go Green has had on this corner on Zenner Street on the east side of Buffalo. So let me congratulate Allison Dehoney, who I always speak very highly of, because she's quite so impressive with her goals, her stated goals. They're not just stated, they're acted on. And you can see the action that comes when a person has goals like the ones that Allison has displayed for our community. Super grateful for her. And I clearly want to acknowledge the entire team that worked on this Good Food bill. Amazing advocates, relentless advocates. But advocates need to be relentless. When they feel very strongly about something, they need help to get that through government. And I am grateful to have that opportunity to have served that role. I also want to acknowledge my Paul Nixon, my legislative director, who helped guide me through this process with these relentless advocates to move this bill forward. We had a couple glitches that we had to step back on and do some word changing to make everybody comfortable. A lot of people don't understand these things, but you know, government is about compromise, and everybody's opinion matters. And we have to figure out, how do we get everybody's opinion engaged and still meet the goals that the Good Food Coalition was looking for? And I think we've done that. And so congratulations again to them for their really, really, really great work. As was stated by Jessica, this bill will allow municipalities and, quite frankly, local business, anybody, an opportunity to buy local. You all know what we experienced during the course of COVID. Right after that, there were supply chain issues. Supply chain issues mean a big, large refrigerated truck might not be able to get here to the school district to sell a product that they need to prepare food for the children that are coming to school. But Go Green Buffalo is here. And not only that, there are tons of farms in and around Erie County, in and around Western New York. In fact, New York State is still, agriculture business is one of the largest businesses of the state. People think that it's banking. It's not. Farmers growing food that people need to eat is what sustains the state. It always has, and we want it to continue to do that. It's hard to do that when you have procurement laws that say you have to go with the lowest bidder, when sometimes the lowest bidder is the guy who has the most business because he can lower his costs. But how far is he coming from? What is he adding to the product before it gets to us to sustain it in its arrival? Local buys are better. And this is not insisting that anyone has to change from who they're using right now. What this is giving opportunities to people who have the ability to sell you a product, to create the products that you need to sell, to vie for children while they're in school, while they're at day camp, while they're at after school program, and quite frankly, even while people are at home, they can purchase things. They can get things from farmers markets that happen all over our communities. And so I'm excited about this legislation, and I hope that the governor and her team of legal reviewers, because I know they're looking at it with a lot of scrutiny. As a matter of fact, they looked at it with the same scrutiny that we did as it went through the assembly and as it went through the Senate. But these are things that you have to do in order to craft the legislation properly. I cannot see any reason why her legal counsel would find a reason not to want to support local business to compete in the procurement market for the purchase of food in and around our municipalities and our communities. And so I am joining this coalition and asking the governor to please sign this legislation. It's critical legislation that will not only add to the value of providing sustainable food for in and around our communities, but as we know, if we don't have food, just like water, we need both. And why can't we be able to get those from a local area as opposed to someone who ships it in on an 18-wheeler? So again, thank you all for what you've done here today. And I join you in encouraging the governor to sign this legislation ASAP. She has until the end of December, by the way. Otherwise, we'll have to reintroduce. But we're not going to look towards reintroducing. We're going to look towards her signing this bill before the end of December. And thank you all for being here this morning.
Thank you.
Jessica?
I'm now very excited to introduce Ms. Della Miller to the podium.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. Isn't this a beautiful day?
Yes.
The Lord has made and the beautiful surroundings here. Thank you so much for coming. And I'd like to just speak to the issue of racial inequality. Food and agriculture are two of the most racially inequitable in New York State. Buffalo schools, students who are predominantly students of color, rely on school food for most of their weekly nutritional intake, meaning that the quality of school food directly impacts their academic performance. Currently, New York State procurement law inhibits our schools from consistently serving high-quality meals to all students, thereby contributing to racial inequities. Currently, New York State procurement law also inhibits Buffalo Public Schools from prioritizing procurement from farmers and business owners of color or from those who treat their food and food workers fairly, and thus perpetuates a racially inequitable food supply chain. The Good Food New York bill, through its racial equity and transparency clauses, enables public institutions like Buffalo Public Schools to identify how New York tax dollars are currently being spent and who is supplying food to our public institutions. And it enables public institutions to shift their procurement to align with taxpayers' values, such as racial equity. The Good Food New York bill is an essential step towards healthy food for our children and building a just food supply chain that meets the needs and reflects the values of all of New York State communities. The Good Food New York bill has generated support from over 100 organizations and individuals from across the state, including New York State Good Food Purchasing Program Coalition. The Good Food Buffalo Coalition has gained forces with the New York State Good Food Purchasing Coalition to support the Good Food bill because we believe in the power of using our public procurement for the collective good. So, advancing racial equity and transparency is essential to the work of Good Food Buffalo Coalition, and signing the Good Food bill by Governor Hochul is critical to our continued hard work in the community. Thank you. And now I would like to turn this over to Ayanna McCoy, Program Manager, Good Food Buffalo Coalition. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Stella. I'd also like to just give my thanks to the team behind me and the work that was already laid out. I'm new in this position, but I love to say that I represent a coalition of over 30 plus institutional organizational members. Crystal People's Stokes, she calls us relentless. When you represent a number of people that also operate within the infrastructure of Buffalo, you have something to fight for at all times. We work so hard and we view that values-based public institutional food procurement is going to be essential to transform our food system here in Buffalo, Western New York, New York-wide, into one that is more transparent, more equitable, more fair, sustainable, humane, and locally grounded. Our members, we reflect small and BIPOC farmers. We reflect food businesses, community and faith-based organizations. Our members reflect the food infrastructure of Western New York's communities, okay? And so in saying that, there's so much work that we do on a daily as operations to keep systems flowing and to keep consistency in our operations. I like to think back a couple months ago, last Buffalo Public Schools semester. There is a farm to school operation going on right now, and Ruth Connor, the director of Child Nutritional Services, is rolling out a lot of new things for Buffalo Schools food. And in saying that, she implemented Saturday Academy farmers markets to give fresh produce to local communities. And I visited a lot of those schools during every Saturday. I can recall one school on Jefferson Avenue, the early childhood center, Stanley Mikowski, yes. I saw such an amazing event there on Saturday. They had produce, fresh microgreens, fresh honey, all locally sourced in the state of New York. And then they also went with dairy and meats too. So they had cheese, they had halal meat. This brought in such a blend of our communities, Muslim families, Black American families, Latino families, all coming together to receive a very modest but mindful assortment of produce, handled with care, sourced locally, and for everyone to turn it into whatever it is. So those elements, they all left the same way. They might be prepared differently, but at the end of the day, we know that that food is safe. We know that that food came from someone that is circulating in the economy that is local to us. Passing the Good Food New York bill will enable the BPS to build and expand upon these efforts that I just spoke about. We are excited to see how the combination of passing the Good Food New York bill and even having a new scratch commissary for the Buffalo Public Schools could do even more to provide a healthier, locally sourced, and culturally recognizable food for every semester that's prepared in all school districts. The community impact of the Good Food New York bill will only reinforce the work being done by community leaders like Ruth Connor and community leaders like Allison Dahoney. Okay? Our children, we're doing research in our CAP sessions, community listening sessions, and we're hearing things from our children like, why do I have to show proof that my stomach hurts or that I'm Muslim to eat halal? That shows that our kids are thinking and that they know they deserve more and they have the voice. They need to be uplifted to articulate what it is that they need and what it is that they want. Buffalo Public Schools Child Nutrition is a strong purchasing partner with several farmers across the state of New York. We have been recipients of additional funding through New York State's 30% initiative for meeting the criteria of 30% of our food costs being New York State grown. Creating the expansion of this opportunity will be continued for the district as a win and the partners who provide local foods to our students. This is an excerpt from Ruth Connor herself, way back when, as they were implementing the Farm to School Saturday Academy produce giveaways. BPS is doing the very best they can to give the current policy regulations around school food procurement, as demonstrated by Ruth's quote. However, comments from students indicate that we still have a long way to go here. Communities in Buffalo need the Good Food New York bill to pass and move forward with our public institutions and our local leaders to spend our dollars in ways that reflect the community and their priorities. Healthier food options for our kids, better resources for BIPOC food businesses, fair labor rights for food workers, more humane treatment of animals, the list can go on, but change has to be made today. We know better than anyone that what we need in our communities, and now it's time for state legislation to give us the option to use our public dollars to meet those needs. Good Food New York bill will ensure that our food system works for our municipalities. Our local communities need it, our state needs it. It's time for the Good Food New York bill to be signed into law. Thank you, that's my piece.
Good morning, and thank you for coming. My name is Allison Dehoney. I'm the executive director of Buffalo Go Green, and welcome everyone. And thank you to this amazing team for all the long hours and countless meetings and all of the passion that comes with championing a bill such as this. When good things happen, there's always a backstory. And this today is a representation of the backstory. When the majority leader calls at 9 or 10 o'clock at night to say, we have an issue that needs to be addressed, we need to put a meeting on the calendar in order to be fair to everyone who's weighing in on this particular bill. And as she said, we overcame those challenges and here we are today. So when we do all of this work, where do we go? What do we do when we feel like we have solid documentation and research that has been put together? We have to go to our local officials. And luckily for our community, we had two such leaders in Michelle Hinchey and, as was stated, Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes. And it's not only lucky for us and lucky for the leaders, but it's lucky for our children, our seniors, those folks who find themselves being hospitalized and are subject to whatever food is delivered to them, whether it be local or from another country. These are some of the things that we have recognized while doing this work and have decided needs to be changed. So, if someone is saying, like, what actually does the Good Food Bill support? We support local economies. We support animal welfare. We support environmental sustainability. We support valuing workers and the well-being of those workers. And we support community health and nutrition. Buffalo Go Green and my amazing team that allows me to partake in projects and meetings and stepping into political spaces, they allow me to do this work. And having them behind me is extremely important. My director of farming, just this week, we received a call from Buffalo Public Schools asking us to increase what we will be delivering in November, in January of 2025, and in April of 2025. So we have to put together how we're going to make sure we deliver for Buffalo Public Schools. This is not just something on paper. We are the direct recipients of this type of value system placed on procurement. We are in our second major contract with Buffalo Public Schools. And 2 weeks ago, we were asked to go outside of that contract and deliver for the summer program for the school boxes for the families that Ayanna was speaking about. So when we talk about how important things like this are, we can be the face of how it affects us. What does that do? That drives revenue to this organization and allows for quality pay for the people who work at Buffalo Go Green. Benefits, being able to have rest and take time to rejuvenate, and so we can get back to our work. So when we get contracts and we don't have to be the lowest responsible bidder, we get contracts based on the quality and the value of our product. And are we 5 minutes away from the commissary where we deliver? I don't even think so. We might be. So we're able to harvest, package, and deliver all within a 2 to 3 hour time frame. And that provides really nutritious food for all of our students and those that are hospitalized, our seniors, and all those who choose to partake in procurement based on value. So I say all that to say thank you again to the majority leader for championing this bill and for her team and the countless meetings and the countless phone calls. Thank you again to this amazing coalition that has just been a pleasure to work with. Thank you to my Buffalo Go Green team, because this bill aligns with everything that the Buffalo Go Green organization stands for. Thank you. Jessica.
So you've heard it today from all of our speakers. The message is simple. Public money should reflect our community's values, and the Good Food New York bill removes barriers that have prevented public institutions from practicing values-based food procurement. There's absolutely no reason why every dollar we spend in this state cannot result in good jobs, racial equity, environmental sustainability, and animal welfare, as well as high-quality foods that build up our local communities and economies. We are urging Governor Hochul to act quickly by signing the Good Food New York bill into law, thereby removing the mandate that imposed on our municipalities to buy food from the lowest responsible bidder and giving municipalities the option to buy food that aligns with their values and our values. We need the Good Food New York bill signed into law now. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you again a million times to our majority leader. And we look forward to celebrating with you in the near future. And I'm happy to open it up to questions.
Is there any kind of guideline or safeguard for like someone that says, hey, oh, you all my food in my special or something like that? Like, is there something built in so that they actually go with the way the program is meant to be made?
Absolutely. I don't know if you'd like to answer that question. I'm happy to as well.
Speak up just a little bit. I'm not sure I heard the entire question.
Are there safeguards or guidelines so someone doesn't just like give their business to someone kind of ignoring because they know them?
Well, the state has procurement laws, and the first and foremost thing they don't want is their tax dollars to be overspent. So they require the lower bidder. But when you just require the lower bidder, you don't look at the other issues that are raised in the Good Food bill, then you're not always getting the best, most quality product. And what you eat is attributed to how healthy you are as well. And so the state needs to rethink how it looks at procurement, specifically for food products, and what people are eating, so that we're ensuring that while we are spending money on their health care and we're spending money on their education, we should also be making sure we're allowing their money to be spent, the money that we give them rather, to be spent on quality, sustainable food. That is a huge piece of health, and it just bodes well for the state to sign on this bill right away.
And I can add to that also.
Wait till you're behind.
So there, the institutions are not just randomly calling folks. We still have to submit all the paperwork, all insurance, everything, every dot, I is dotted and T is crossed. But the thing about it is there's transparency. Once a contract is accepted, everyone can see who got the contract and how much the contract is for. For example, part of this 2024-2025 school district local purchasing, There are places like Eden Valley Growers. They're on this contract. We know they are a huge outfit. So of course they're going to receive a larger portion of what the schools will be purchasing. However, it's all relative. So we can look down and see the smaller organizations, while we receive a smaller part of the contract, it's relative to what we can produce. So not only are they still dotting their I's and crossing their T's, but it's transparency. So we all know who's providing to our schools. I'm speaking of the schools simply because this is our first contract, but it will be the same for hospitals, etc.
And I'd like to add one more thing, that the bill enables values-based procurement up to no more than 10% more expensive than the lowest responsible bidder. So there is still that threshold that says we will purchase from values-based food suppliers as long as that cost of that food is no more than 10% higher than the lowest responsible bidder that's offered.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.